Cap, lovely.
I've met you,
Robert Quinlan. My memory is going. Look, I missed you. I missed you on stage, right?
All right, Jamie.
I want my personal summary of what you said to all these people here today. Go on. Tell me, what did you say?
I was doing a case study on franchising, because what I had bought is a franchise, the license for private home care with a company called Caremark.
Right.
So what we do is we go into people's homes and we provide care for older folk or people.
My mother
with disabilities.
Is 86. You're talking to a possible customer.
There you go.
Go on.
So people with disabilities or children with autism or anything like that, and we provide professional care for those people in their own home. Now that's the business.
Right. But it's a franchise.
It's a franchise. Yeah. Now why would you do franchising? Well, as the title of my presentation was, you don't have to reinvent the model. Franchise model is there. The business model is there. You just follow the instructions. You follow the manual, basically. Now you buy the license, and then you need to pay on a monthly basis the franchise or for the brand. But you get the chance to use the brand. Then it's a question of just taking it, implementing it locally. It's as theoretically as simple as that. So,
and that's what you put across to people.
Yeah, the perspective here was about, instead of taking the, it's low risk, because Paul. The kicker on it really is that 80-90% of franchise startups are successful, compared to maybe 50% of ordinary single person startups.
And is that because the person who owns the franchise actually started a business and made it work in one market?
Exactly. Yeah.
And they have learned.
Multiplied it and replicated it. It's called a business franchise format model. In other words, follow the procedures, follow the policies, follow the specifications, follow the thing. It's just replicating a model that's tried and tested.
Now, I lived in the UK for a very long time, 30
yes.
years, right?
Yes.
And over there, people are very into process, right?
Yes.
They really
yes.
do respect it, they value it, and they follow it an awful lot more than Irish people, in my experience. I came back to Ireland in and I found
yes.
myself in a society where, I mean, I'm not saying that process is everything, but I'm saying that the number of people, for example, who don't follow a repeatable, reliable process is much higher than I was used to.
Then it's going to be a problem. Then you shouldn't go franchising, because basically the whole thing is about following the model.
The whole package, not
Absolutely.
Literally dropping
no.
the bits you don't.
No, you don't, because I mean, for everything from the type of people you need, the background they should have, the hiring, the training, the financials, the marketing. Now, you pay for that.
Mm.
And you continue on a monthly basis. But what you've got is a dramatically reduced risk from a start. I came out of the corporate pharmaceutical world.
All right.
GE Healthcare. Took a voluntary
GE
redundancy.
GE Healthcare, huge business. Yeah.
Took a voluntary redundancy out of there and ploughed every single penny back into this business here. 3 years ago.
Did you consider 3 or 4 other franchises other than this, yeah?
I did, yes, but this is a professional management franchise. There are all sorts of things. Yeah, you should have opened a coffee shop or a chain of pizzerias or something.
Yeah, but it's an interesting question about why, you know, what was it that got you to pick, you know, something that is helping certain kinds of people, right, rather than others?
Well, it's like a lot of things with Paul, with people who go into business. It's usually to do with personal experience, you know. And my parents, God rest both of them, got to a stage where they both needed, my mother in particular needed home help. And my brother's a GP, and we sat down when the crisis with my mother started, and we said, you know, Jesus, we want to keep her at home. My brother was a medic, and he had a good colleague who was a geriatrician, and they were really looking at the whole home environment, all the drivers. Acute hospitals get people out after operations, get them home. Nobody wants to go into institutions. So, rather than having it just as a... I mean, years ago, the opportunity that the prospects from your mum might have been a nursing home.
Absolutely.
Like
Absolutely,
that.
Yeah.
Now, she doesn't have to do that. She should be allowed and have the option and the choice. It's all about her personal choices. It's all about your mum being the centre.
But this business grew. I'm very impressed with the way in which you went into a business with which you had a direct personal connection, right?
Well, it just
in a kind of a way, the business you have developed, it seems to me, is a bit like bringing other people the kind of solution you really wanted for yourself.
Exactly. But you what better way to go into business?
Absolutely. You see, that's a lot better than sitting down and thinking up a business idea that will make you money.
Well, you also have to look at the gap, potentially the gap in the market and all that sort of thing, and the demographics are right for this country. And, you know, it's and as I said, I didn't need to currently anyone can start a business in this country because it's not regulated. Very quickly now, HICL will get in the act here and we'll be licensed.
Oh, good. So you have early mover advantage?
Absolutely, because you're taking the model from the UK.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's
and you
all
have a brand
stuff
that's already been developed.
Precisely.
I mean, the company is called Caremark, right?
Yeah.
So all of the feel and the personality of the business is already done.
The interesting thing is a business model developed and grown and multiplied in a UK culture. How applicable is that to, we're not just talking about an Irish culture, we're talking about a Cork culture. And a Cork culture is an important environment. That's great to hear everybody with the same message about positive thinking, Paul. But it's tough.
Verification that there's a market there, right?
Yes.
Now, that was the last speaker, Kevin O'Leary's point.
Yes,
about
yes.
It's also the message of the Lean Startup as a book,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Which is the whole thing is actually, so you have to find out in your business, you know, can I make this attractive to Cork?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's where you have to make it
attractive.
Well,
it's basic stuff. I mean, I ended up in my own presentation by saying the hardest thing I'm learning at the moment is the difference between modeling on the business and the business. And working on the business is just simply begins and ends with development, marketing. The franchise model will tell you do this. That's fine, but it's not working sufficiently for me. So.
Have you met Aidan Enright? Have you met Smarter Egg at all?
No, I haven't.
Because I'm part of a program with Aidan Enright, which is working on the business. I am.
I do.
Well, I don't know. How could we have met?
Where did we meet?
We did
in Little Ireland in the Radisson there one day.
Yes, I have been to Radisson.
We had a coffee.
Was it after Cork Meet? Was it after Cork Meet in 2009?
You were interested in
the biography of companies?
You were. Absolutely. You were. Because
still
we
am.
Took Nycomed, which is the original company, the first overseas. So remember, I remember it now. I was one of the founders of Nycomed in Cork. It's now become GE Healthcare.
Right.
500 people there. And we got talking about.
Over lunch?
No, I think it was just coffee.
Was it? Okay.
But we had it over, doesn't matter, Dan. But the point was, you were interested in from the perspective of the cultural changes and from, you know, we took manufacturing from Norway and put it in, we took it from Puerto Rico and put it in Cork, and, you know, how did we make that happen?
Absolutely.
And all that sort of stuff is very
that
interesting.
That is the kind of stuff
so
I'm
that was,
really
that was,
interested
that was,
in.
And we didn't follow up as it was, I think.
Well, look here,
but here's another
your,
interesting story, though, Paul, you know?
It is. So, Caremark. Look, people can find Caremark by going to your website. It's a .ie. C-A-R-E-M-A-R-K.
It's under construction and work at the moment. The best thing to do is to call the office or to talk to me. That's probably the best way of...
Do you want your phone number in the public domain, or would you prefer it to just... people can go to a website and find it?
No, just the business name.
The business number.
Keep the private one as private.
Well, look, the business number is the number on here, which is 353 for Ireland, right?
Yes.
And then it'll be 21 for Cork and 451... 4888.
And that's how
I am. Yeah, okay. I'm going to share this too with the internet.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that conversation.
Yeah. I won't unless you want me to.
I remember the good thing.
I'll play it back to you. Absolutely. But the point about it is, it's about what you were talking in to telling people this morning.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's already out there. You've already told people. The only thing you've done is you've linked Caremark with your personal story about your family, and you've made it entirely and utterly much more attractive because it is linked to a real personal motivation.
I think you're right. That would be my case
yes, for saying.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I'd wipe it out of you.
I mean, it's I think that's fine. It's but quite a few of people who start up in businesses like that come from there. You know, it's you heard somebody commenting there that you know, if you know an entrepreneur, your chances of becoming one yourself.
My grandfather was an entrepreneur. He set up a bookshop in Limerick in 1902.
Yes, yes.
Are you going for coffee or tea or anything?
I'm dying to get some food. You probably get that. Should we walk out?
But anyway, so I come from a family business. My father had a bookshop.
Yes.
My brother now owns it.
Yes, in that kind of way.
But I did a lot of corporate work over, you know, I worked in big organisations.
Yes.
Then set up my own business in 1998.
Ah, brilliant.
And I've just, we've moved now. I went from being a sole trader to a limited company a month ago.
Ah, excellent.
We set up change agents. I use LinkedIn, and I'll send you a LinkedIn contact via that. And we'll take it from there.
No, do. Look, I'll certainly be very interested.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. That's great.
Because
and,
there is a good story to be told about it. Well, I think the franchising thing. You know, you can get the wrong impression about it. I don't use the word franchise anymore. I use the word network.
Right.
I think there needs to be good education to learn franchising.
Well, you might be the very guy to do it, you see, because to be honest, I don't know how many people else in this thing know.
Well, there was
about
a chap down there, the chair of the Irish Franchise Association, guy right. David Killeen.
Right.
There was a franchising expo on in Dublin last April. There's going to be one coming up again.
And plenty of people listening to this will be very interested in franchising, you know?
I think it's just for somebody like myself coming out of the protected, closed, corporate world, and to be suddenly faced with, you know, honestly, some of the stuff we talked about this morning.
Yeah.
What would you do differently?
Absolutely.
Plenty.
Yeah.
You know, but as a, yeah, it's
Look,
a good
you.
So be very welcome.
Thank you. Above all, thank you ever
well,
so
and
much.
I know we talked again,
and it's so interesting.